Dish TV is better than cable TV. Why? Because you can save 45% on packages compared to your high-priced cable bill. Wow. Take those giant scissors out and cut the cable and save with Dish TV. Plus, you get a free DVR upgrade to record your favorite shows and free installation. And with Dish Anywhere, you can watch TV for free on your mobile device. Act fast. You can save hundreds of dollars. Does your cable company do that for you? Get all the best TV programming at your fingertips at a fraction of the price of cable TV. So say adios, arrivederci, goodbye to the high cable bill, and save up to 45% on Dish TV packages today. These are limited time offers and can change at any time. Call fast. 800-405-2561. 800-405-2561. 800-405-2561. That's 800-405-2561.
Live from San Francisco on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network, you are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with your hosts, Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi.
Are you ready?
Let's get it on!
Hey everybody, what's good? Welcome to the show. Happy New Year. We're into it enough across the world to say that. Hope you're all doing well. I'm Mike Sempervivi here with you. It is the original pro wrestling and MMA radio show, Wrestling Observer Live. We swerved you a little bit. Said we weren't going to be here live. But we're here live. You and me and you. 1-800-878-PLAY. 1-800-878-7529 is the number if you want to call and keep me company. On Twitter, I am at SemperVivi. Brian is at Brian Alvarez. Sports Byline is at Sports Byline. And the Wrestling Observer Figure 4 website is at WONF4W. It's your home of the manly arts. Plenty of those going on this weekend, and the womanly arts. Here's the deal. Saturday night's UFC pay-per-view is probably going to be the big thing on the board to talk about today, but I would invite anyone out there who's got thoughts on the upcoming New Japan Tokyo Dome show to speak their piece, because I'm not sure if we're going to be here on Monday afternoon. We may not. But I know the annual Open Lines prediction show is on the horizon. And I'm not going to do that show today. Thought about maybe possibly doing it, but that really needs to wait for Brian. And if we're not here Monday, that means it pushes it off till Tuesday. And we also have Raw and SmackDown and Dr. Lucha and a bunch of other stuff coming up on the show this week. So because of that, if you kind of wanted to kick the bobo about Wrestle Kingdom and have some extended thoughts on it, or maybe a couple of predictions, you may want to give me a call and get those across. I'll probably knock out some of my predictions for the show. Mimic what I did on the Adam and Mike Big Audio Nightmare this week, available over at WrestlingObserver.com. Yeah, a whole bunch of stuff to talk about, including the UFC, Ryzen, the return of Takada and Omowashi. Is there anything more spiritual? Let me know. 1-800-878-PLAY is the number if you want to give me a call. I'm Mike Sempervivi. We'll be back. Wrestling Observer Live.
Hey, travelers. Do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right, call. Because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at ridiculously low prices. Our prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find ridiculously low prices for you. Call SmartFares today and get the best price on your next flight. Guaranteed. Also, save up to 50% off business and first class tickets.
855-325-1780. 855-325-1780. That's 855-325-1780.
If you are age 85 or younger,
call to learn more about final expense plans from a licensed agent in the Angel Care Network. The average funeral now costs over $10,000. Are you at risk of leaving loved ones to help pay your debts? A final expense policy for seniors can pay up to $30,000 for funeral and other final expenses. You don't need a medical exam, and you can have lifetime coverage, and the policy cannot be canceled. To receive free information about final expense plans from a licensed agent in the Angel Care Network, call now. You'll also receive information about a free prescription discount card just for calling in. Agents are standing by.
Call 800-508-5774. 800-508-5774. 800-508-5774. Call now. That's 800-508-5774.
This is an important announcement. If you're between 50 and 85 and worried about your loved ones, you can still get affordable life insurance for peace of mind.
My life insurance coverage is guaranteed, and I was not required to get a medical exam.
I had high blood pressure and diabetes, and I got my coverage with one telephone call. No exam necessary.
I'm a smoker, and I wanted to take care of my family. I called to get my life insurance and my affairs in order. I wanted to do the right thing.
Call Final Expense No Exam Insurance. Your rates are guaranteed and will never increase.
I called and learned that this insurance cannot be canceled, even if you get sick or gain weight.
And there are no restrictions on how my beneficiaries use the money when I'm gone.
Don't wait until it's too late. Call now and get peace of mind for you and your family. Call 800-935-2177. 800-935-2177. 800-935-2177. 800-935-2177.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
All right, we are back. Mike Sempervivi here with you. Brian Alvarez not here with you. He'll be back with me soon, whether that be Monday or Tuesday. I'm not 100% sure, but he will definitely be back, and he's already been back. If you are a subscriber over at WrestlingObserver.com, he and Dave Meltzer last night, for subscribers only, did like an hour and a half show, which is, if you know anything about Brian, he is a 60-minute man, inside the ring and out, including on shows. Hates to go over an hour when it comes to podcasts. Even with Dave, he's usually able to keep Dave contained. And you hear Dave every Thursday on this show in his segment, and you think I'm bad hitting break. Dave doesn't care. Dave has talked through an entire set of commercials, gone back on the air, kept talking through another set of commercials when he was the host of this program. Didn't faze him one bit. And Brian's usually able to contain him, but it went an hour and a half. Happy New Year to you, subscriber of Wrestling Observer. I don't know if this next caller is a subscriber to the Wrestling Observer, but boy, does he have a beef with Dave. Ryan in Cumberland, Maryland. Ryan, how are you?
Good. My question for you is on the prediction contest. Do you think Chris from Las Vegas is going to be this year's winner and dethrone Jim because he predicted that Impact Wrestling would become Global Force Wrestling, which did actually briefly happen?
Was that his actual prediction, that it would become Global Force Wrestling?
I believe so, if my memory serves me right. And Jim's prediction was that Ring of Honor would have a women's champion, but that's not to happen until 2018, so he was about a month off on his prediction.
What was your prediction?
It was actually about James Ellsworth being a tag team champion. So I should have went with my old prediction that I had on the first of the year, which Brian wouldn't let me use, which was Amanda Nunes would be UFC champion throughout the year, but I didn't want to double up on predictions, so I came up with a different prediction.
Ryan, thank you very much. That was very, very charitable of you. I don't know. We're going to have to break out the list, which is one of the reasons that I didn't really want to actually do the prediction show today. I don't even necessarily want to do it tomorrow if Brian's not going to be around, or on Monday, Brian's not going to be around. It's usually better with him here. Plus, he's got a list of all of the predictions to see who would come closest. I would say if Chris predicted that, I would be fair with that, even though they didn't end the year as members of Global Force. And instead, they were just all anthemed out and erasing Global Force from its history. I would give them credit for that, absolutely, sure. But I don't know what all the other predictions were. I know everybody loves that show, too. So we'll wait on Brian for that one. If you want to give me a call, you can. 1-800-878-PLAY. 1-800-878-7529. Saturday night, UFC 219. Holly Holm and Chris Cyborg. Dave Meltzer's predictions on that show were, I believe online, he set the over-under at 230, I think it was. I think he said 230. 220, I think it was. Either way, I say it's going way over that. I actually think it's going to be closer to like 330. I don't know, 350 sounds too high. 300 is probably about right, but I'll go a little bit higher. Say like 320 or 330. And talk a little bit about that coming up here a little bit more in a minute, but might as well head back to the phones now. 1-800-878-PLAY, 1-800-878-7529. Is it Josiah from Canada?
Josiah from Canada.
Josiah, how are you?
I'm doing all right. All right, Mike. How are you?
Not too bad. I'm relatively illiterate when it comes to names, so I apologize for butchering yours.
I forgive you. Well, Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year to you. My question is just about the upcoming Wrestle Kingdom show, which I'm very excited for. Do you think there's a chance Jericho could win and stay on with New Japan for a little while when it comes to his match with Omega?
You know what? There is. There is. And I could absolutely see that. That would signal, obviously, that he is going to be there for a while. Because ultimately, with how they've positioned Omega, if he is to take the L, I mean, that's going to be a jarring thing in the world of New Japan. I mean, that would shake up the snow globe, I would figure, to the fans out there and to stories if Jericho's able to pull off that upset. But it would be very interesting. And I know on our podcast that my podcast that I do with Adam Summers, the Big Audio Nightmare, you know, he brought up the possibility of that. And if there's going to be a split within the Bullet Club, do you go ahead and do that now? And if you're going to split the Elite and the Bullet Club, do you dare do that now? Would that be the perfect opportunity with Chris Jericho now taking the Bullet Club under his wing and Skrull and Cody being then up in the air and creating stories that way? I mean, that if he's going to stick around, I would be intrigued by that, because the way I look at it, LIJ is certainly the top group, and if I could handle things swirling around them for right now officially, because the Bullet Club has been on top for so long, and I think you can go in a different direction with them, and that's something that Jericho brings, and it's also something that just his presence allows us to bandy about possible stories like that. Would that be something you're for?
Yes, I would think so. I find Jericho's presence has been really quite interesting. I mean, I've been following New Japan closely for a few years now, but seeing this kind of new Chris Jericho, I really like it. And I like the possibility of him winning. I did hear, I could be wrong on that, I did hear he might be working the New Year's Dash show as well. So that indicates to me he might be involved in some sort of angle.
Yeah, and the New Year's Dash show comes, you know, the day after, and is, you know, with Jericho, he and Batista, I always think about that podcast where they were talking about, you know, why do you go back on the road with WWE? Why do you go back to do something if you're not going to be all in? Like, you know, go on the European tour, ride around in the buses, hang out with the dudes. And it's hard for me to think that Jericho wouldn't go in there and not want to stick around for that show and not want to have that feel of going back to when he was working War and things like that, working, you know, in front of a lot less people, you know, immediately the night after working in front of 35, 40,000, whatever the actual number is going to be. So it's interesting. Now, as a follower in Japan over the last couple of years, too, what do you think about the title picture? And would you go ahead and make the move now and give Naito the IWGP title?
It feels like the right time. I mean, Okada's had probably one of the best runs I've ever seen. it just feels like it's the right time for Naito, though. Everything seems to be coming together and pointing in that direction, and LIJ at the top coming out of the Tokyo Dome would be, I think, a very interesting direction to go, and maybe you can feud them with Suzuki-gun or something afterwards.
Josiah, how are you listening to us today?
I am, right now I just called in, actually. I'm going to be listening on the Sports Byline or a website in a little bit.
Well, I tell you what, we appreciate that very, very much, man, and Happy New Year.
Happy New Year to you. Thank you, Mike.
Thanks, sir. It would be hard for me not to change the title right now. And I could give you reasons why Okada could continue or should continue to hold on to the title, including waiting for something even bigger, whether that be Kenny Omega, whether that be another name later on. And that's not to denigrate Naito, but it's also because you can make the argument Naito doesn't need that title. Or that his mission could continue. But that's a stretch, too. I mean, the people seem to have been wanting Naito on top now for a long time, and it's got nothing to do with Okada or not wanting Okada around. It just has got to do with his popularity. And to not strike while the iron is hot, I think, it would be a risky move. And it's not like New Japan hasn't made some ballsy moves, you know, over the past, God, it seems like 10 years now, that have built them up to get to this point. I mean, they've made a lot of really hard decisions, lots of outside interference, more of an American field of things, lots of different things. But their fan base has been behind them. But their fan base has really been behind Naito. And I can see him walking out on January 5th in celebration with that belt. Take your calls, 1-800-878-PLAY, 1-800-878-7529. We get back from the break. This is Wrestling Observer Live.
Attention to anyone that's written a book or wants to write a book. The process is not that complicated. Take a first step. Even if you write a page a day, you'll build momentum and your book will become a reality. The hard part is getting it published. That's when you need to call Page Publishing. They've got hundreds and hundreds of thank yous from different new authors, just like you. They make the process of publishing your new book and getting it sold online a simple process. You can learn how simple it is right now by calling for your free Page Publishing new author submission kit. One quick 3-minute phone call, that's all it takes to get free information and learn how you can get your book published. Pick up your phone right now and call us 24 hours a day at this number. 800-603-0885. 800-603-0885. 800-603-0885. That's 800-603-0885.
Do you use the blue pill to charge your sex life? Have you been thinking about trying the blue pill? What if we can promise you the same results for less than $3 a pill? If you're paying $20 a pill for the other pills, you're getting taken to the cleaners. Our pill delivers the exact same results for less than $3. We'll do the math for you. You'll save more than $16 a pill for the same results. Want more? We'll give you 40 blue pills or 40 yellow pills for $99 and add 4 more pills free. You save more than $500. You don't have to be a rocket scientist to know what to do next. You need to call and get your 44 pills for just $99. Stop overpaying for the other blue pills. Call us and start saving a ton of money for the exact same results. Ordering is fast and easy with your pills delivered to your door in a non-marked package. 800-223-0992. 800-223-0992. 800-223-0992. That's 800-223-0992.
If you suffer from back pain, joint pain, arthritis, or other chronic pain, you need to try the water therapy benefits that Advantage Therapeutic Walk-In Bath provides. Not only does Advantage Walk-In Bath help get you in and out of the tub safely, it is proven to be beneficial to relieve aches and pains, giving you the relief to enjoy your day. You can enjoy taking your new bath and rejuvenating your body in as little as 7 days. And if you call today and ask for the radio special, we'll give you a 15
$1,500 coupon towards the purchase of a new Vantage walk-in bath. Every call in the next 10 minutes will receive a $1,500 coupon towards the purchase of a new Vantage walk-in bath. Your aches and pains can be washed away. Call right now for a risk-free quote. 800-552-6851. 800-552-6851. 800-552-6851. That's 800-552-6851.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
Mr. Announcer Man is half right. Mike Sempervivi here with you. Brian Alvarez not here with you. Wrestling Observer Live. Sports Byline USA. SB Nation. TuneIn, iHeart. SiriusXM. We love all of you. Happy New Year. Especially those of you listening over the American Forces Network. Wherever you are in the world, thank you for your service. Doesn't matter where you are in the world, we're always here for you. 7 days a week, Monday through Friday, 3 p.m. East, 8 p.m. East, Saturdays 1 p.m., the mothership every Sunday at 6. Check your local listings, all sorts of replays and whatnot. 1-800-878-PLAY, 1-800-878-PLAY, 7529 if you want to give me a call. As Paul from Barboursville has. Paul, how are you?
Oh, I'm doing fine. Just taking it easy on this eve of the new year. And I went ahead, and even though I have been a longtime subscriber to the Wrestling Observer site, I've never actually done this. I have gone ahead and filled out my ballot for the year-end awards. And I was pleased as punch to know that there was no rule that said you could not vote for Tiger Mask W for Best Weekly Television Show, which I admit I voted for it as number three behind New Japan on AXS and Ring of Honor. But I still think that is a substantial vote. And
if being the elite, we have found out last night through Wrestling Observer Radio with Dave and Brian, being the elite technically is counting, so why not Tiger Mask W?
Yeah, and Tiger Mask W, that has actual matches, you know. Being the elite very seldom has matches. They have angles, but no matches. So I think Tiger Mask W definitely should be in the running for best TV show. I guess you could vote for him for best rookie, though. I mean, he did technically debut last year, and we haven't heard much from him since his excursion to Mexico.
That's true.
Anyway, I am really, really looking forward to Wrestle Kingdom. I am actually taking Thursday off from work so I can stay up all night watching wrestling. And, you know, it's really interesting how smart they do these the booking in these storylines. Because if you remember, 3 years ago when Naito was headlining Wrestle Kingdom, or supposed to headline, but the fans actually voted against him, they did this angle where he had a new move to counter the Rainmaker, a hold called the Puma Blanca, and he debuted it several weeks before Wrestle Kingdom, which gave Okada enough time to develop a counter. And this year, Okada has made the same mistake. He introduced a new move to counter the Destino, a sort of camel clutch, or I guess it would be more appropriate to call it a million-dollar dream, considering he's the Rainmaker after all. But, you know, he did that during the World Tag League. So that has given Naito time to work on his own counter.
That is right. And, Paul, you know, that's one of those things, too, where if anybody is going to utilize that into the story, it's going to be New Japan. And I can absolutely see that being the case. Now, I would assume you believe Naito's walking out of the belt, correct?
I believe so. And I believe Los Ingobernables, they're going to be very subtly switched from being heels into that tweener position that Chaos is. Because outside of the tournaments, they tend to keep the heel factions separate. So if you have Naito cut sort of a more babyface promo after the show, that opens him up for a whole new crop of main events. You could have him and Kenny Omega fighting over the title. You could have him and Minoru Suzuki fighting over the belt. There's a lot of ways you can go with it.
Paul, are there a lot of barbershops in Barbersville?
Kind of.
Are there a lot of barbershops in Barbersville?
That, I don't know if there's any more than any other community.
Yeah, like the old school style ones. Has anybody still got like one of those like red and white poles out there and the big tub of blue water with the combs in it?
Actually, there is one at the mall, though it has flat screens where you can watch football games and stuff there.
Oh, God, I was going to say that would be a perfect place for like Dasher Hatfield, but now that you say that, that would just throw them all off, all that new technology.
Oh, yes. And it has a pool table in the corner, and I'm not sure how he feels about gambling. So.
Ooh. Are there adult beverages at this place?
No, sadly, no.
Unless
you drink the blue stuff.
And you know what? I have. Paul, thank you very much for the call, and Happy New Year's to you, sir. see how fast I curved away from Holly Holm and Chris Cyborg, too, and people started calling in talking about New Japan. I'm completely fine with that. Although they got into a battle last night, and I picked Holly Holm. It was just more of a hope pick than anything. I got to be honest, I'm surprised she did last five rounds. I wouldn't have guessed either way that thing was going five, and it did. And I think you definitely have to give her credit for that. And that's about it. I don't know if you would have given her credit for the first two rounds, or if you did give her credit for the first two rounds or not, the same way that a couple of judges did, you know, to hear. You know, 49-48 was a little bit of a surprise to me, but, you know, hey, what can you do? But Chris Cyborg now stands alone again for now. 12 years now since her last loss. 2005, whatever it is. So she rolls over Holly Holm. She's the featherweight champion. She's 145 pounds and... nobody else is. I guess you could try to get Duranda May back, although the way that thing went down, I don't think that's going to happen. But, again, give Holm some credit there. You know, the fireworks on this show, I don't think that there were as many as they wanted them to be or wanted there to be. Although you did get what you wanted out of Khabib Nurmagomedov. And you were either hoping for him to do what he does, which is grind his opponent down in such a way where he makes wrestling incredibly entertaining because you just don't know the amount of abuse that the other person is going to take. Or you were going to have Edson Barboza win and stifle Khabib with possibly the best striking in the entire company and most certainly in that division. And Khabib just destroyed him. And Edson Barboza, it's not like Barboza looked bad. It's not like he looked sluggish like Carlos Condit did or looked a little bit off. Khabib just killed him. Khabib is nasty. And whether you care about Nurmagomedov's politics or not and all the stuff with the Chechen strongman, Kadyrov, all that stuff, you know. And look, on a bigger scale... you know, when it comes to your fandom and all that sort of stuff, you know, that does come into play. I mean, that type of stuff, you know, does come into play in mixed martial arts. You know, it does. You know, it's strange bedfellows, but it is something where, you know, entertainment, it happens in a lot of places, but it can. But when it gets to be inside that cage and on that canvas mat, all that goes out the window. And as an athlete and as a fighter, Khabib's the baddest. It just is, until otherwise noted. And, again, now we go to this fight with Tony Ferguson again, who is the interim lightweight champion, technically, if you still consider Conor McGregor a champion. Dana White calls people haters if you don't consider or you want to see the belt stripped from Conor. He hasn't defended it. He hasn't defended it. If you think that Conor hasn't defended the title, he hasn't defended it, period. And everybody last night, you hear how resigned everyone is to the thought that Conor is now too big for the sport? Khabib said it in his, he's made all this money. You know, they talked about it, you know, I think Dominic Cruz did. I'm not sure if they talked about it on the pre-show or not. I think they did there too. He's fought Floyd, taking the step back down again. Is the hunger going to be there? Is the want going to be there? The buys would be there. So in a way, if I'm UFC, I hope he's got that mentality going in, because he's going to go in and get beat. And for all the money that Conor is worth, if he can make somebody else in the process, Tony Ferguson, Khabib, Barboza, anybody, great. But let's throw him out the window, as everybody else seems to be doing, and just focus on Khabib and Ferguson again for the fourth time trying to make that fight. They got to make it. Fourth longest winning streak in the UFC against the fifth longest. Ferguson's got 10. Khabib's now got 9. Ferguson's got one loss going back to 2009. Khabib's got none ever. He's now 25-0. I mean, performance bonuses out of both of their ears. You know, with Ferguson, like, he's got 5 out of his last 6 fights, and the one that he didn't have, it was the one he won the title in. And you know what? As good as he is, and all that jits, and his jits is great. 10th Planet black belt. And he's a good wrestler. He's a really good wrestler. But Khabib is just the nastiest. He's won all 24 rounds now that he's fought in the UFC. He's averaging 6 takedowns. Basically, he's like 6 of 12 is the average for him in fights. He was 4 for 13 last night. And as the fight went on, he just completely, it just was more brutal and more brutal and more brutal, and just sucked the life out of Barboza in a fight that probably could have been stopped at any time. Takedown defense is through the roof. His striking defense is incredible. He's the whole handful. Talk about him if you want. New Japan, Rising, all that sort of stuff. And your phone calls, 1-800-878-PLAY, 1-800-878-PLAY. We'll be back. That seems to realize Sports Byline.
Want to fly somewhere? Looking for cheap flights or cheap tickets? Then call. That's right. Call the low-cost airline travel hotline now for prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. Low-cost airlines has all kinds of cheap travel deals. Fly domestically and save up to 75%. You can even fly internationally and save even more. Yes, fly anywhere in the world and save a lot of money on your plane tickets. We'll even save you money with cheap travel deals on hotels, rental cars, even complete travel packages. So don't book your tickets until you call us first for the absolute cheapest prices on U.S. and international airline tickets and hotels. Call right now for prices so low they can't be published. Travel experts are here 24/7 to help.
800-754-4531. 800-754-4531. 800-754-4531. That's 800-754-4531.
It has been said that everyone has a book in them. But do you have the time or the ability to write your book? Maybe you picked up some skills or had a life experience that you want to pass on in the form of a book to help others. Maybe you want to leave an autobiography for your family. Or maybe you've built a successful business and you want to share your story. At Dorrance Publishing Company, we have professional writers who can help turn your book idea into a finished manuscript quickly and affordably. A Dorrance ghostwriter can provide as much or as little help as you need to complete your book. You'll work directly with your ghostwriter to finish your book faster than you ever could on your own. It's easy to become a published author. Call Dorrance now to learn more.
800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. Call right now. That number is 800-485-6003.
Are you an inventor who would like to try to have an invention or idea patented and submitted to companies, but you don't know what to do next? Call for free information from InventHelp. InventHelp, a leading inventor service company, has been helping inventors since 1984 and has sales offices located in more than 60 cities nationwide. You'll want to talk to the company that has helped secure more than 7,000 invention patents. So call InventHelp. Even if you have an idea for improving an existing product and don't know where to go with it, you'll still want to call InventHelp for free information. You'll find out how InventHelp may assist you in trying to patent your invention and submit it to companies. So call now.
Call InventHelp at 1-800-316-1738. That's 1-800-316-1738. Get your free information by dialing 1-800-316-1738. That's 1-800-316-1738. 1-800-316-1738.
For sure somebody go down and they're going to be Holly.
You're listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
Hey, everybody. Back on the show, Wrestling Observer Live. SB Nation. Mike Sempervivi here with you. Brian Alvarez will be back with me very soon. Holly Holm did not go down. But she did get beat up. I don't know if anybody saw that picture of her smiling with her left eye closed. She got whooped. She just flat got whooped. No other way to say it. Well, give me a call. You can 1-800-878-PLAY. 1-800-878-7529. John's been holding patiently. John of Arc, Happy New Year.
Happy New Year, Mr. Sempervivi. I was listening to the rundown about the cyborg thing. I can't say I'm surprised in any way, shape, or form that was the outcome of the fight. I mean, let's just face it, genetics and certain other factors come to play in that situation. I had a question for you, though, that I kind of been wondering about. Okay, everybody pretty much is in agreement that this is the year for Naito. Where is that going to leave Okada post Wrestle Kingdom, and what will he probably start to do after that?
Chase Okada. Chase Naito, I would assume. Oh. I mean, I can't see him. I cannot foresee a story where they ricochet him out of that and jerk him into some other thing. You know, I'm still thinking, much like Paul and some others Josiah, that Jericho and Omega is probably going to continue. You do have Kota Ibushi kind of lingering back there with Omega there too. And you have names that you could easily put in the top mix, whether it be Ishii or Suzuki or whoever you wanted it to be. If you wanted somebody in the mix with Naito or Okada after the Dome, you know, you have that there. But I would assume that if Okada loses, he's going to want to get back on the horse and want to see where he went wrong. And he had a long reign. And I think it would be, logically, I would have him continue to be in the hunt. Now, they could, you know, jerk the steering wheel, you know, over and decide to go in a different direction and send Naito in there, you know, looking to defend against somebody else and put Okada into a different situation. My gut tells me that they're just going to, you know, obviously Naito's going to have other title matches against different people, but I think ultimately the main storyline for both men is going to continue to be each other.
Yeah, I wouldn't think that they just completely boot Okada off to the side. I mean, it just doesn't make any sense to do that, especially given the tenure and length of his reign, of how long he's been running with it. I mean, no, I do believe you should incorporate a couple other new figures into the mix, and I really would like to see Naito and Suzuki, personally. That's just because I'm a little bit of a Suzuki mark myself. I love the old Pancrase style and that kind of, you know, aura that he brings.
Absolutely. And, John, I want to thank you very much for the call and Happy New Year to you. And, you know, if Jericho wasn't around, I could see them with Omega and Okada, and then Omega finally gets that win, clean win over Okada. Even though, and then of course you always have that asterisk there. Well, he didn't do it for the title. I mean, the old NWA non-title match, or when You know, Ric Flair would drop the title to Harley Race, and then he goes into Atlanta and gets pinned by Tommy Rich. Like, you know, if he just could have had him a couple days before that, you know, he could have did it. And, you know, I could have seen that maybe playing out, but I just think that the Jericho thing is going to loom. That shadow is looming large. And look, if Jericho's only in for one and out, I mean, it's this has been the way they've been able to garner interest in this feud has been very good. And no matter what you think of Jericho, I mean, I think it has been very, very good. You can tweet me at SemperVivi as well as giving me a call at 1-800-878-PLAY, 1-800-878-7529, EX_PK. Penalty kick. EX_penalty kick on Twitter. Let's get him some, him or her, some much needed love and attention. Follow them because of that name. Saw some penalty kicks last night at the or on Saturday night. It's Sunday night, Sunday morning. I guess it would be Sunday morning coming from Japan on the Ryzen show. But speaking of the Ryzen show, they ask, please play the audio clip on WOL of Gabby Garcia asking the Japanese audience for forgiveness from the 1229 Rising show. You can hear people laughing in the background. One of them was possibly Wanderlei Silva, who pulled out his phone to record the proceedings. And you know what? For Monday or Tuesday's show, if we're not here Monday, for Tuesday's show for sure, we will play the audio clip of that. She's just a normal girl. And she's got so much respect for you, the fans, that she would come in 25 pounds overweight to face a 53-year-old woman who has not been competitive in judo since the mid-80s. Al, at Hero Shade on Twitter. I think Naito and Jericho win. Then Omega Jericho 2 goes to that 10,000-seat show that Cody and the Bucks want to do. But, hey, that would have to be a New Japan show then, wouldn't it? Japan's not watching Omega Jericho 2 on any other show. Maybe 3 or 4, but not 2. We'll see about that. We'll see about that 10,000-seat show, too. Ryan in Cumberland, at Chicky Singer. At Chicky Singer. You should wait for the weekend show and make it 2 hours, because if you use a weekday show, you will get very few predictions with everyone at work and only being 1 hour. Yes, because that really hampers the show year after year, Ryan, right? He does add, this was the show where he predicted Nunez being champion throughout 2017, but Brian said it's not going to count. The first call of 2017 into Wrestling Observer Live. See, Ryan runs angles that I don't even know. They're so obscure, I don't even know what's going on with them. Chicky Singer again, Ryan E. Cumberley. Did Camp WWE ever get any votes for best wrestling show? Possibly from you. I do like Paul's mentality to go about the third vote when you have three in the Wrestling Observer Newsletter Awards, which are open for all. Well, if you're a subscriber to the Wrestling Observer Newsletter, and if you're not, you should be. Trust me, you really, really should be. Take my word for it, honestly. If you do, look, it's, I think it's $11.99 a month, and as Brian always says, if you try it, if you don't like it, it'll give you his money back. Just for the Wrestling Observer radio shows and for that newsletter alone, the Bible of professional wrestling and mixed martial arts every week, there are, if I'm not mistaken, and I'm not even, you know, even slightly embellishing here, there are 2,509,000 words in that thing every week. And in those words... Every year are the Wrestling Observer Newsletter Awards, and you get three votes as far as a first, second, third place with these weighted tiers for some of the voting. Others, it's just single, you know, but you can vote for up to three in certain categories. And to me, my third one was always the thing that made me happy as a wrestling fan. You know what I mean? Like years ago, and I always point to this example. I think it was, I can't remember exactly what it was, but it was like Undertaker and somebody at WrestleMania, which I think was like my match of the year. And it was like Joe and Punk from ROH. But then it's like the third one was like, I know for sure, and I can't remember what year this was, but it was a Tokyo Dome show from Noah where it was Kendo Koshin and Sugiura against Kenta and Marufuji. And it wasn't the match of the year. I would argue it was the tag match of the year, but I don't even think I would be close to winning that battle with a lot of people. But for me as a wrestling fan, it was a great match. It filled me with such joy where it was like, that's how I vote with that. It's like the first two are like the obvious runaway ones. Like if you, you know, for me, I really like Tanahashi and Naito at the beginning of the year. But let's just, you know, for ease and convenience sake, let's just say, you know, Omega and Okada. And they would be, you know, 1-2. But then that third one would be, you know, if you liked, and even Bate and Dunn is a bad example because I know that's a lot of people's, you know, best match of the year. But like that four-way at NXT with Sanity and the Authors of Pain War, like that, you know, the three-way, that could be, you know, it wasn't the prettiest thing. It wasn't the best thing of the year. But if that filled you with joy, then that's a perfect place to put it is that third vote. And you never know what could happen. Lance Peterson at SMU Heavyweight. Follow him, everybody, because you will see some awesome world-class photography from back in the day, live and in living color from a person that was there. And it's even better when he matches it up with, like, footage from the network or footage from the TV show. And you get two different angles of the same. It's so awesome. He says, Happy New Year, Mike, listening to the show. You think there's any chance we get the Ronda match at Mania without Stephanie having to be ringside for no real reason? Absolutely not. Absolutely. And, you know, well, you know what? She may not be ringside. She may not be ringside, but her not being involved in some way is tough to believe. And I'd like to think that she will be involved. They'll kind of just forget completely about last year and the whole arm bar and all that sort of stuff. And just, or has that been 2 years ago now? Whatever it is. That would be, get that out of there and let her just be executive. Let her be savior of the women's division. Let her be, you know, the finger of God, you know, touching upon everything that, you know, she made this happen. That would be fine. Just her involved in the match, no. Her in a match, her being involved at ringside, getting involved, no. Her sitting there watching the match, I'll be fine with that. But that's it. That's all I want out of that. I also don't want her against Cyborg. Not that anybody is even talking about that anymore, but just in case somebody pops up and says something, no. No. Okada Jericho has a nice sound to it, says Paul in Barbersville. It does. It does if Jericho's going to be around that long. That would be nice. And you know, the best part about that is, too, and I know people are going to say, okay, too much crappy American style here. You know, Jericho being cost the match by Omega coming in or by somebody coming in and whooping up on him. You know, I don't think people crappy American style, but you know what? That'd be fine. That would be a perfect way to get out of that without Jericho taking a clean loss to Okada and Okada still getting the Duke over Jericho. And it further storylines along. You don't want to do that too much, but that would actually be perfect. Especially if Okada held on to the belt. Again, even if he doesn't hold on to the belt, I would still go in that direction with that match. You know, Paul brought up something, too, about LIJ, too. And I know Adam rips me for this. Brian has kind of said it, too. About it's like, well, Naito's already babyface. Don't turn him. I'm not saying that you turn him. He is a tweener. He is who he is. You continue on with the role that he's in. But like Paul mentioned, it's a matter of perception and how they keep groups away from each other and how they tie groups into each other. And it has been a tweener group, but it's time to position them more as officially, yes, they sell all the merchandise. People basically look at them as baby faces anyway. You can continue to make LIJ baby faces and Naito baby faces. And to me, it'll be interesting what they do with Chaos. Especially if Goto loses to Suzuki. I think he's going to win. I think he's going to win the IC title or the NEVER title. And I think he's going to keep his hair. But if he doesn't, what then do you do with Goto? Besides turn him heel and maybe even get him out of Chaos altogether. Maybe feud with Ishii. That would actually be a good use of both guys' time, especially as if my co-host Adam Summers mentioned, if Ishii or Goto were to lose and then join Suzuki-gun. We'll see. Be back after the break. Wrestling Observer Live, SB Nation.
Rebuild or replace transmission, $3,200. Anti-lock brake system, $1,000. Rebuild or replace engine, $2,400. Truth is, once your manufacturer's warranty runs out, it's all on you. Every last cent. Get protection for covered repairs with a vehicle service contract from Toco Warranty. Unlike other companies, with Toco, there's no down payment, and the monthly payments are really affordable. Not sure how long you're keeping your car? At Toco, you can pay as you go. Keep your hard-earned cash and call Toco Warranty right now at 800-222-2313 to save big money on covered auto repairs. Prices vary by vehicle, but for about the cost of a tank of gas per month, a Toco plan has your back on expensive covered car repairs. Monthly payments are very affordable. Get your free quote now. Call Toco at 800-222-2313. That's 800-222-2313. 800-222-2313. Cancellation fee may apply. Subject to eligibility. Not available in Missouri and Washington. Waiting period and deductible apply. Coverage provided and administered by Warrantech Corporation or its affiliates. Not affiliated with any manufacturer or dealership. Visit TocoWarranty.com for complete terms and conditions.
The sun can make your outdoor deck and patio space so hot and uncomfortable you can't use it. But now there's the Sunsetter Retractable Awning. A Sunsetter Retractable Awning opens and closes in just 60 seconds, and it keeps your patio about 20 degrees cooler. It provides instant shade and protection from the sun's harmful rays. You can get your Sunsetter for as little as $5.99 when you call now to get your special $200 discount certificate and free awning idea kit. You're going to love your Sunsetter Retractable Awning. Sunsetter awnings are assembled in America and guaranteed to last. So call 800-692-0268 now to get a free awning idea kit with DVD plus your $200 Sunsetter discount certificate. This is a limited time offer, so call 800-692-0268. That's 800-692-0268 for your free awning idea kit with DVD and $200 discount certificate. There's no obligation, so call 800-692-0268 now.
Results may vary, not a solicitation for legal services.
If you owe the IRS back taxes, payroll taxes, or have not filed your returns, the IRS will get you. They can take your property, take you to court, even put you in jail. One call to Wahl & Associates and your tax problems are solved. Wahl has saved clients over $150 million in the last 5 years. Our average client settles for about 10% of what is owed. With one call to Wahl, you'll never need to talk to the IRS again. We offer free face-to-face consultations in your local area. Remember, Wahl has a proven track record with a total client savings over $150 million. Call now for your free face-to-face consultation. 800-813-9940. 800-813-9940. 800-813-9940.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
Mike Sempervivi back here with you, SB Nation. I got a cell phone here. Nobody else will do it, thankfully. Khalil Roundtree. Carlos Condit. Who else? Cynthia Calvillo. Deoxe, I always screw his name up. Man's not hot. You're right. Just a poor a bunch of predictions from me from UFC 219. I'm still not 100% sure what it's like. Neil Magny in the mix he's right back in the mix again. Nothing against Neil Magny at all. I just don't see him over the top. And Condit, I will say this. I know people, when he was sluggish and people were wondering if he was like done after the Lawler fight and the Maya fight, you know, was so quick and everything. But it's like, I don't know. I don't know if he can get his mojo back or not. But I don't know. I still trust him more long term than Magny. Still can picture him more as a title threat than Magny. Although at this point, you know, you can't really picture either one of them. I don't know. We'll see. But yeah, lots of fails for me that way. Definitely going to be back with you on Monday. I don't know if Brian will, but I'll be here. We're always here for you. Terrestrial, satellite, internet, live, 7 days a week, Monday through Friday, 3 and 8. Saturdays at 1. The original mothership, Sundays at 6. want to thank SB Nation. I want to thank producer Scott and everybody else who helps to make this show possible. But especially you for listening and calling in. You have made it one hell of a year. And I am always very humbled and very appreciative of all that you do for me. And hopefully that you like what we give back to you. And if not me, the rest of the fine people at Wrestling Observer Live. So there, I'm Mike Sempervivi. Talk to you again after a while.